Balak stamped on Dagrab's tail.
Listen to Jorlin and more of this slinging.
Dagrab began whirling her sling as Nimbalo spoke again.
I'm going to slay you with that axe, rat.
The stone clacked sharply against Dagrab's paw. She had forgotten to throw it in astonishment at the Harvest Mouse's flat statement. Falag stamped harder on her tail.
Keep slinging, I said. I want these red wallers to think we got a pile of clan beasts out here, not just you dozy loafers.
Aoife checked Nimbalo's bonds to make sure they were tight.
So then, Bucko, what do they call you?
Nimbalo looked at him as if he were dirt.
My name's Nimbalo the Slayer. Is that their rat soon going to find out? What do they call you, maggot breath?
Valak threw back his head and laughed.
Ho, ho! We got a feisty one here. Tell me, Mousy, what do you know about an otter they call the Tagarung?
Nimbalo directed his scorn at the bow beast.
A lot more than you do, slobber chops, but I ain't telling you.
Aoife had dealt Nimbalo a stinging blow to the face.
You're insolent. We don't like that. You better tell him what we want to know, or it'll be the worse for you, me little un.
Nimbalo licked blood from where the blow had knocked his teeth against his lip. He winked at Aoife.
If I was your little un, I'd have killed myself from shame long ago. And what could be worse than sitting looking at your face, you great shamble-toothed, snot-nosed excuse for an idiot?
Valak has to throw his paws around Aoife to stop him from leaping upon the Harvest Mouse.
Leave him be for now, he ain't much use to us dead.
When Aoife was released, he took his spleen out on Grooven, slapping him repeatedly about the face and ears.
Who do you think you're smiling at? I'll wipe the grin off on your face. You don't laugh at me and get away with it.
Valak took a few kicks at Grooven also. When he was allowed to carry on slinging stones, Grooven found himself wishing that he had half the backbone of the little Harvest Mouse. Valak fired an arrow over the wall and roared out his ultimatum.
Give us the Tagarung, or you're all going to die!
Tag awoke in his dungeon, with thoughts crowding his mind. Was it night or day? How long had he been here in the pitch dark? Who had clubbed him senseless? When were they going to let him out? Or were they just going to keep the door locked and leave him imprisoned here? Where was Nimbalo? The otter could not remember ever being anywhere where he could not feel the wind on his face, see the sky or walk freely. Stumbling about in the blackness, he found the door and began battering on it with clenched paws, roaring for all he was worth.
Let me out! Why have you got me locked up in here? You've got no right to imprison me! Do you hear?